From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. During this recession, many companies took an unusual step to save money: pay cuts. Normally, employers are reluctant to touch wages, worried it might demoralize workers. But this downturn was so bad, they were desperate for extra ways to shrink costs. For some businesses, that meant furloughs or fewer work hours. Others reduced wages. As NPR's Brian Reed reports, many of those companies are now concerned about hanging on to their employees.
Justin Gilmore is on the verge of leaving a job he loves.
I just knew. I'm one of those lucky guys that just know what they want to do when they grow up.
He's an airplane pilot, which means his idea of commuting is a bit different than most people's. He lives with his wife in Burlington, Kentucky, but he had no problem hopping over one morning to meet me in New York. We're at a hotel near LaGuardia Airport.
You come into your same office every day, 5 days a week, you know, and I do too, coming to my same office, but you know, mine moves and has an awesome view.
Gilmore's been flying for as long as he can remember. His dad was a pilot, and as a kid he tagged along in the cockpit. Now he flies for Comair, a connecting service for Delta. He's been there almost 10 years, started as a first officer and worked his way up to captain. Then the recession hit. The airline downgraded about 150 captains back to first officer. Gilmore was one of them. His pay was cut from $67 to $42 an hour. Plus, he's working fewer hours. Now his wife brings home their primary paycheck.
It puts a lot more pressure on her to make a certain amount of money. I love the aviation industry. I love flying. I don't want to quit, but I might have to, just for the sake of my family.
Would it be okay if I maybe called her at some point to see how she feels about all this?
Sure, yeah. She works a lot, so it'll be kind of tough to get a hold of her. But
good afternoon. This is Becky.
Becky Gilmore is an accountant. She talked to me from her office, where she's been spending a lot of time lately. She says they're really struggling to pay their bills.
We're about ready to start a family, and we're very scared about how we're going to make it work. I have definitely postponed the family planning longer than I probably should have, according to my doctor.
Becky's encouraging her husband to find a better-paying job, and that trend is worrying a lot of employers.
70% of companies say that they're very concerned about losing high-performing employees or employees in key roles.
Ravin Jesuthasan is head of the rewards division at Towers Perrin, a consulting firm. He oversees a survey of about 300 businesses, and the latest edition has some good news. More than half of companies that froze or reduced wages this year say they plan to give raises again in 2010. Jesuthasan says it'll probably be a while before those employees are making what they were before the recession. But if businesses want to hold on to their best workers, he says it's important to have a vision for how to make that happen. Michael Casper had one. He's president of Ultrasource, a ceramic microchip manufacturer in Hollis, New Hampshire. At the beginning of the year, his company's profits fell into the red, and he had to lay off 30 workers. But that wasn't enough. He cut the rest of his employees' pay by 10%, but he did it with an exit plan.
We put a profit goal in front of everybody, and we promised that if we hit a certain profit level, that people would get their 10% back.
That was at the beginning of March. Before April came around, they'd reached their goal.
The product we make is very fragile, as you can imagine. If somebody drops it or if somebody bumps it, it shatters. And we helped people understand that what was acceptable in the past was actually working against us.
So people stopped breaking chips, essentially? Or
they did. We cut our scrap rate in half in a very short period of time.
Like a month?
Like a month, yes.
Casper says he's been trying to minimize that scrap rate for years, so he decided to take this new incentive system a step further. He told the workers that in addition to earning their 10% back, each month they could share a bigger piece of the company's profits.
You know, I have been operating a company for 18 years, and I saw the most dramatic employee enlightenment that I've ever seen.
Now, not only are employees earning back their reduced wages, some months they're making more than they did before the reduction. Ultrasource has had such a rebound, Casper's been able to hire back some of the workers he laid off. He says none of that would have happened without his experimental pay cut. Brian Reed, NPR News.